This is another in my series of short video clips, which I've entitled New Covenant Theology Made Simple. The passage I have for you on this occasion is Galatians chapter 4 from verse 21 to Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. It's an abominable chapter division here. Verse 1 follows on directly from the end of chapter 4. Paul opens this section of scripture with a challenge, a very strong, direct challenge to the Galatians. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, don't you listen to the law? What do you mean, desire to be under the law? The Judaizers, the law teachers, had infiltrated the church of the Galatians. And they were telling the believers there that they had to submit to the law. Very much, of course, like the Reformed today, who tell believers, as they have done now for hundreds of years following Calvin, that they must go under the law for sanctification, progressive sanctification. Well, I would say to all such, tell me, you who desire to be under the law, don't you listen to what the law says? What does Paul do with the Galatians? He tells them some home truths. He takes them back to the episode of Abraham with Sarah and Hagar. Sarah could have no children, so she gave Hagar to her husband, who raised up children, Ishmael. Ishmael was born, as it says here, according to the flesh, verse 23. You can obviously see the meaning of that. In due time, Sarah had a son, Isaac, but he was born, as it says, according and through the promise. The child of the flesh, Ishmael, persecuted the child born according to the promise, Isaac. And Paul says this is an allegory. It's a picture, it represents, it illustrates what? The two covenants. The covenant that is from Mount Sinai. Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she's in slavery with her children. That's verse 25. But Sarah corresponds to the new covenant. It's the old covenant and the new covenant. It's the two women, their two sons, and the two covenants. And the two are contrasted very, very sharply, starkly here. No wonder Paul says, you who desire to be under the law, listen to it, listen. You listening to the law teachers, I might say to the people today, believers today, you're listening to the law teachers. Listen to the scriptures. Listen to what the law says. Now you only have to run your eye over from verse 21 to verse 31 and see how many times you see the words like slave and slavery and free. Slave and free, free and slave and free. Flesh and spirit, slave and free. You cannot miss the meaning here. Old covenant law spells slavery, bondage, flesh. New covenant, promise, spirit, freedom. In the allegory, the command was, cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman, verse 30. So then, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman, verse 31. We who are in Christ today, believers, are in the new covenant, not under the old, and we should not go back to the old. If we do, we're going back to slavery, flesh, death, bondage. There is an antagonism, even a hatred here, between the children of the flesh and the children of the promise. And the peremptory demand was, cast out the slave woman and her children. Why? They shall not inherit with the children of the free. The meaning could not be clearer. I say New Covenant theology made simple. Paul has made it simple here. It's the Reformed with their complicated covenant theology, with their threefold use of the law, which stems from Thomas Aquinas and the Roman Church, that's made it all so complicated. Law spells bondage, slavery, death, flesh. New Covenant spells spirit, promise, freedom, liberty. I'm not making it up. I'm making it simple. I can't do anything else if I read the scripture. I can complicate it by bringing in covenant theology, but I'm not going to. I'm making the scripture speak for themselves. And what is the punchline? Verse 1 of chapter 5. For freedom Christ has set us free. He came into the world, brothers and sisters. I address you as believers. He came into the world and lived and died on the cross. He rose again and poured out his spirit. And what was the purpose of all that? To set us free. So what should we do? Stand firm, therefore, and don't submit again. Don't allow yourself to be persuaded by these law teachers to go under the law, because that's a yoke of slavery. Have you heard that before? Acts 15:10, Peter says, we as the Jews were under a yoke of bondage, and we couldn't keep it. Why ever will we make Gentiles submit to it? The scriptures are speaking with one voice, of course, as they always do here. What is that? New covenant, believers, children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. We are the children of the new covenant. We are free. Free from the law. Free from sin. Free from death in the sight of God. We are accounted righteous. And Christ has died for us and shed his blood and poured out his spirit to set us free. We are the children of the promise, of the spirit, not the flesh. Therefore, do not submit again to the law, the yoke of slavery. The contrast could not be starker. The lesson could not be plainer. I'm not making New Covenant theology simple. It is simple. It's profound, but it's simple. Law spells death, bondage, slavery. New Covenant spells spirit, promise, freedom. New Covenant theology calls out to all believers, do not go under the yoke of bondage again. Give up the law teachers. Give up their law teaching. Come into the simplicity which is yours in Christ Jesus. Enter into the freedom that is yours in the Spirit. This is all yours, brother. This is all yours, sister. Do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Well, that was my remit. I wanted to make New Covenant theology simple. All I've done is read the apostles' words and underline them, underscore them, emphasize them. I've tried to speak with passion because I feel it. I feel it for myself. I want to enjoy this freedom in Christ. And I don't want to lose it. Imagine a slave forging manacles and shackles again for his feet, for his hands and feet. And I feel for believers who are in bondage to this law treadmill, rules and regulations, recipe preaching, do this, do that, submit to that, and strain under the law to try and be sanctified. In Christ we have the Spirit. We look to Christ. We rejoice in Christ. We rejoice and bask in the liberty that he has given us in himself by his precious blood shed for us, by his Spirit poured out. And we will not. We dare not, we should not, we must not submit again to the yoke of bondage and slavery. That's New Covenant theology. That's scriptural theology. It's the teaching of the apostle here in Galatians. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, will you not listen to what the apostle teaches you here by his Spirit? Listen to it. Come into the good of it. It'll be for your good and for the glory of God.